USA Today hack. Get your images on USA Today. This is USA Today, one of the larger newspapers in the United States. It's got a very powerful website, and it carries a lot of authority. And we've got some good news about USA Today is that they allow their readers, their viewers, us, to contribute to those news stories in a couple different ways. I'm going to show you one that I like using. I think it's the best way to do it. It's the easiest and gets you the most bang for your time. And this is all done in one section of their site called Your Take. Basically, USA Today is just asking for their readers, for the citizens of the United States, asking for their help contributing to news stories or to photo video essays. So you click on the Your Take button. It takes you to their section. And this is where it's all done. To start off with, you're just going to click the Become a Contributor link at the top. Once you do that, a hover button is going to pop up and it's going to give you the options to either sign in with Facebook or sign in with Google+. I just chose the Facebook one, and within a few seconds, my account was set up. I just went through the typical thing you do where you approve and say yes, they can, your Facebook is okay to connect with it, and then it's automatically done. Your picture shows up in your profile on here and you're all done. So now we're on to actually creating our story. All right, so now you're ready to upload your first image. Now, if you see this screen right now, all you have to do is click on there and upload your first photo. You're going to click on that button and your window's going to pop up where you can scroll around to your computer and find the image that you want to upload. You click on that, hit upload, and it'll start uploading it. Now, if you don't see this, if you see the other screen we had before, you're somewhere else, you can always click on share your videos and photos, and it will take you to a window where you can upload your pictures. Now, after you've uploaded your picture, your window's going to look like this. You'll see the picture you uploaded there, and you'll see some different areas for you to include your text. First one is right here as a title, and you get 55 characters in there. And then you get your description, and you get up to 250 characters in there. You don't have to use it all. I've used close to it on the title, but only used about half on the description. You can certainly put more in there if you want to. And then you've also got a spot over here where you can tag it locally wherever you are in uploading. I've done that on a couple of them. Other ones I didn't seem to affect the me uploading it or getting approved or not. But on this one, I'd recommend go ahead and tagging those, particularly if it's some sort of local story. Like this one was about us getting on the stage at an event in Fort Lauderdale, so it really made sense for me to tag it. Once you have that, you just click submit and you're done. Your picture is now on USA Today. It posts, there's a temporary one that will post. You'll see something very similar to this, or if not just like this, right after you submit. And then you'll see in your profile that you have submitted it, but it's not published yet. And it's taken anywhere from me doing these from an hour to 8 hours to get something approved where it's publicly viewable. But it's happened 100% of the time so far. So there's no reason for you not to do these, because it works every time and it's really powerful positioning. There's another way to do this also. It has some additional benefits to it. I'm going to show you how to do that one. So you're back on this screen, which you've seen before. And this time I want you to click on All Topics. Or if you're not on this screen, wherever you are, you can always click on All Topics. And it's going to take you to a page that looks similar to this one. These are all the, photo essays or stories that they are working on, looking for contributors to provide content for. Now, as you go down the page, you can see I have it sorted by most recent. If you scrolled further down the page, you'll see some that have been there for a while and most likely are not getting a lot of interaction on them or not getting a lot of submissions. So there's one I found down there called Your Tattoos Regrettable or Awesome. And I've got a tattoo, so I took a picture of it and you click that button, add your photos and videos. And same thing as before, picture's been uploaded of my tattoo with my son, put in the title, same 55 characters, same 250 characters in the description, put in the city, and submit it. Now look at the bottom right there. So now, and this one is you know, it's still like this, as far as I can tell. There might have been some other ones, especially after this training goes out, of other people that fill this one up. But it's still there. So this is a nice way to share stuff. Other ones are always going to be on there, but they kind of fall into the general category where everybody's put most of their images. So there, it's, you can't get to a page like this and see yours laid out like this. And it's kind of a nice way to lay it out. So I would recommend, if you can, find some sections that your image will fit with or make sense with, that you find those and submit it in those sections. Now, I want to leave you with some suggestions on what should work here and what will not. Because as, you know, as things like this get out and people start using it, some people blow this thing up and ruin it for everybody by not being smart and intelligent about it. So I'm going to give you guys, gals, some rules that you really should follow that will keep this thing open and working for everybody. And besides, if you don't do it this way, you're just going to look like, you're going to look really silly using this stuff. It's not going to carry the same weight as if you follow these rules and suggestions. One, no headshots. You don't want to just put a headshot of yourself up there and then show everybody, hey, look at me, I'm on USA Today, and it's just a picture of you at your church getting your family headshots done from 10 years ago. It's going to look really silly. Or if it's just a picture somebody took of you and you can see your wife's arm in the background or hair and you're kind of, you know, cut out of it, it's just going to look ridiculous. Even if it's a good headshot, it just makes no sense in a situation like that. They don't have any... You know, celebrities or business leaders or people in the news, they just take a headshot of them and put it up there. That doesn't happen. So if you want to have an interesting photo of some type, for example, the tattoo one that I put up there was not just a picture of me smiling, pointing at my tattoo. It was one where it had me looking out the window with the light coming in, my son looking at there, and my face is hidden. It's something, so it makes sense in a tattoo photo essay. In the example of Jack and I taking the stage, again, it was interesting. We were getting ready to walk on stage. It was at an event. It was like a picture taken backstage before something really exciting was going to happen. Use things like that. You know, if you want to put yourself in there, that's fine to be doing. You're doing something interesting that makes sense to a story, what that you would see with other pictures on there. And it doesn't have to be anything, you know, over the top. You don't have to, you know, be like going on a stage or something like that. It can be just about anything, but just don't be crazy with it. Don't just have a picture of just yourself up there in your sweatpants and an old shirt, you know, with a big goofy smile and looking at the camera. Expect that to make sense up there. You've got to keep it sharp, look professional, and have it make sense in that whatever category you're putting it in. High quality. It should be no problem for anybody listening to this right now to have high quality pictures. Every phone that's come out in the last few years can take decent enough pictures. If not, you can go to the store and buy your cheap digital cameras for almost nothing. You can get the disposable ones like they have at weddings, and all those are kind of, you know, old timey or whatever. They can put those onto a, you know, digital format for you, so you can use those. Have good pictures. Have it, you know, framed nicely. You know, just gonna get good pictures. Good lighting where it makes sense, where it looks like something that you would see on a major media site or in a newspaper. Also, do not include any logos or text. Don't put your business logo on there. And please do not put any As Seen On logos on there. Or don't use just text with your business's little byline or your catchphrase or something you're trying to be funny. Keep all that stuff out of there. Think of yourself as a photojournalist and try to get pictures like you would see on CNN. Look around USA Today, see the type of pictures that they have. Those are what you want on these. You want to keep these good and professional. And lastly, no marketing. Don't go there and put a picture of your product up there and then say, hey, come check it out at, and put your URL down there. You're going to get kicked out, going to be banned from there. And even if 1,000 people saw it, nobody is going to take you seriously and going to come and see your product, right? And not being rude, not being trying to be a jerk, but you're just not going to be taken seriously by anybody by putting your stuff up there, no matter what you're doing. So don't, remember, this is not about marketing. This is about authority positioning. Just you having your picture or your client's picture on USA Today is the goal. You've already accomplished that. Right, so your goal is not to get a bunch of traffic from it. It's not to have people seeing this thing and buying product from you all the time, because that's just not going to happen. You win as soon as your picture is uploaded, which I've just shown you how to do that, and I've had 100% success rate at it. All you've got to do is have a quality picture up there, have something interesting to say, and be cool. That's it, and you're going to win. So that's it for the USA Today hack. This is a really easy one, but a very, very powerful one too. And I hope you guys enjoy using it. Thank you so much for watching this training course. If you've enjoyed it and you want to learn even more about authority marketing, or maybe you want to know how to add authority marketing offers to your business, maybe you just want to be a part of an active and supportive community of entrepreneurs like you, and if you're not already a member, then click the button on this page for a trial membership in Authority Agency. We'd love to have you there. Thank you so much again for watching this training.